In Chevra, you know, once I learned in the middle of last year that my Eshes Chayil is a direct descendant from the sister of the Mar V'Shemesh, and therefore we're really deeply Makusha, the Mar V'Shemesh is my children's Altafetter, basically. So I said to myself, and Baruch Shem Yisrael Meir helped me get a very special set of Mar V'Shemesh this year. So I decided this year I'm gonna start learning at least a piece of Mar V'Shemesh every parasha, starting Bereishis. Piece, two pieces, we'll see, whatever. That doesn't mean that's what the 5-minute fart's gonna be every week, but I had to share Torah from the Mar V'Shemesh this week. Mar V'Shemesh, by the way, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, Klonos, Kalman Epstein, Zchuso Yagin Aleinu. Just one very quick story. When he was 4 years old, he was sent to a cheder by his mother, packed him up some food to go to daven to cheder. It's a famous story, it's a known story. And he's on his way and he hears people, some of the chassidim talking. And basically he found out that the Berditchever was coming to town, the Hilig of Kedushas Levi. So he decided himself, he's a 4-year-old boy, but he understood, he knew what his tzaddik was. He wanted to see the Berditchever. So he went to shul. And the story goes, he went under the Berditchever's talus and watched him davening. 4-year-old boy. And then he went to cheder, then he left. Years later, he became a big Talmud, of the biggest Talmidim of the Noam HaMelech, the Rabbi Reb Melech Lujansk. And one time, the Noam HaMelech and the Berditchever were meeting. Imagine who we're talking about. It's like... And the Mar V'Shemesh, Kolmud Kalman, who was there as well. And the Noam HaMelech starts telling the Berditchever about this Talmud that he has that's going to be Mamish the Manag Yisrael and how Kaddush he is, how special he is. The Berditchever looks at Noam HaMelech and he says, no, he's my Talmud. He's my Talmud. Noam HaMelech's like, he didn't understand. He ever learned by the... No, but he's my Talmud. And there's different ideas of what he meant by that. Pashtus he meant, he saw me daven that one time and the Mar V'Shemesh said that he Mamish, that was all he needed. Man, if we saw the Kedushas Levi daven one time, and he became the Mar V'Shemesh. So let me share a Torah for the Mar V'Shemesh. You know, we open up this week's parasha. Eilu told us Noach is tzaddik. Tamim haya b'dayroisav. Es elim es alech Noach. So the Mar V'Shemesh asks a question, a very simple question. He says, the word haya, we're so used to it here. Everyone knows this pasuk, but it's seemingly the wrong word that's being used. It should have said, he says, Eila tolz noach noach ishtadik, tamim hu bidorosav. I know it sounds strange because we're not used to it, but that's what would have been proper, the Mar V'Shemesh says. Why is it tamim haya bidorosav? It should be tamim hu bidorosav. He was complete in his day. So he says, such a beautiful idea. He says, the avodah of every single one of us is ivdus Hashem b'simcha. Hashem wants us to be b'simcha, wants him to serve him b'simcha. Hashem wants us always to be b'simcha. And let's be real, it's our greatest aspiration in life. It's to always be b'simcha. But teva of a person is that it's very hard to be b'simcha. Just take avodas Hashem. When it comes to avodas Hashem, we look at it such a big picture, and to really be shalem, and really be tamim, and really be who we should be, and learn enough like we should, and daven the way we're supposed to daven, and treat people. And we always feel like, ultimately, we fall short. And when you fall short, you feel a little bit down, and you're not happy. And then even someone who's a big tzaddik and doing everything right, he goes out into the street and he sees other yidden who they are not living up to where they're supposed to be, and not serving Kadosh Baruch Hu right, and not making Kiddush Hashem. And that brings as well atzvas. We have sadness then as well. The Mar V'Shemesh says, but Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that every yid, no matter what is going on, of course, he wants to serve him to the best of ability. And he wants yidden that are kaddish. But ultimately, no matter what is going on, he wants you to be b'simcha. He wants you to be happy. And he wants you to be happy. You know why? Because you're ben melech. And because Hashem is by your side. And it's all good. And you build yourself. You work on yourself. Sadness never brings any type of growth or any productivity. He wants you always to be b'simcha. Know and be true to who you are, the growth that you need. But b'simcha. And therefore, the Mar V'Shemesh says, you know what the godless of Noach? Eilu tolz Noach, Noach ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'dorosav. He was a tzaddik, he was tamim in his door. That he didn't fall prey to this lifestyle of atzvus. Even in a door where he walked out in the street and was surrounded by Rishayim, surrounded by Taiva, that could bring sadness to him. And even in his life, when he had the struggles of every human being, and maybe he didn't live up to Avram as we see, perhaps. But he says in Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, it tells us, Hayah is Lashon of Simcha. Noach's godless that he was always besimcha, Marav Shemesh says. Eli told Noach, Yisadik Tamim, Hayah! B'day Yosef, Hayah is Milashon, is a Lashon of Simcha. When you see Hayah, you know the Simcha, the Medrash says. And that was the godless. And that was the tzidkus, and that ultimately saves the world. And so to each and every one of us. Again, we have to be real. We have to be true to ourselves and know who we are and know what we need to work on and know how much more we need to be and understand and be real about what's going on in the world and help others and be mekadesh others. But b'simcha. Ivdus Hashem b'simcha. But lefana bernana, we should always be b'simcha. And then b'zaycha to a life of simcha. And then b'zaycha to ultimate simcha with Mashiach Zekeinu Gula Shlema. B'mhera b'meinu. Everyone's got a halig of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.